if it weren't for grace. Matchless grace, marvelous grace, grace that is greater than all our sins. I just want to say thank you for your prayers and for your support, your cards, or during the time of our bereavement as a family. I went to Canada, memorialized my aunt, and I must tell you this. Everyone I spoke to during the week, I said it. That when I went to Canada, I was jealous of the snow that I saw on the ground. And I left Connecticut with no snow, came back, but I couldn't be just so. I said, let me take back some for Connecticut. And so just as I landed off the plane, few hours after, there comes the snow. I will not attribute that to me. It is God who did his wondrous love, in his wondrous love and care, because snow plays an important part in the season of winter.
Amen.
And I was talking to somebody. They said that somebody was happy for the snow because they were without job. They were out of job. You know those people who use snow cleaning for a livelihood. And in the summertime, they use gardening and landscaping for their livelihood. And so when there's no snow, brethren, somebody's been deprived. So besides that, I just want to say thank you that the Lord has, you have prayed for me, and the Lord has taken me there and back, and I'm with you today. The Lord be praised.
Amen.
I just want to also look around the church and see all the people who are missing, who you know are missing. And later on, give them a call. Say, we missed in church today. And we'd like to invite you to church next week, Sabbath. And if you're on Zoom now and you feel that spirit of fellowship, put your clothes on, jump in your car, and come, let us have a wonderful time of worship and fellowship together here at 250 Brooklawn Avenue. God has an appointment for us, and we need to meet it. Today I want to remind us, I want to remind all of us that I am doing a retentive and also informative Bible study with teenagers, children between the age of 10 and onward. There's no limitation. So if you have your children at home and you want them to be to know more about the scripture, we have a Bible class here that we do on Sunday mornings. And we have quite a few who are already here, and we want to invite others to join in the throng so that we can learn more about God. And at least the next 10 years, they would have had this foundation that they would have built on to carry on. Also, the next 20 years, they would remember that they had these lessons that they can build on. And I must tell you, brethren, it was my formative years in Sabbath school that are helping me today in my ministry. As I do that, as I remember carefully, I remember learning lessons, Sabbath school lessons, memory verses in Sabbath school. And they are the ones who have helped to form my foundation today as a Christian and as a spiritual leader and as a pastor and also as an individual. And if you send your children, they will get it. They will not forget it, because the Bible specifically says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. That's for that. The topic today is throwout case. Throwout case. The lesson today that comes to us from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14 says this, and everything is enveloped in this text, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Case thrown out. Thrown out case. It's over through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, as we examine your scriptures and your lessons today, open my heart, Lord, and my mouth to speak just the right phrase, the right words, giving the right idea, so that those who are hearing on Zoom and those in the church will get it the way they ought to get it, each man his way, so that they can change and have the assurance that you are with them and their soul is rested in you. Bless the spoken word and bless the hearing word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Throw out case. A Missouri judge recently overturned the conviction of Lamar Johnson. A man falsely accused of murder. Of murder 28 years ago. After spending 3 decades in prison, Johnson finally has his freedom, but was offered no financial compensation for the time he lost and the new life he now has to build. Now. In October 1994, Johnson was convicted in the murder of Marcus Boyd, a man shot to death by 2 masked men. A key witness, James Elking, said he was initiated, coerced by investigators to place Johnson at the scene of the crime, but later recanted his statement. The 2 suspects, James Howard and Phil Campbell, sent an affidavit while in prison for their offense, confessing to the murder years later. Johnson also had an alibi. His girlfriend, who testified he wasn't at the scene of the crime at that time. Lamar Johnson was set free, but without any compensation. Think about it for a while. Lamar Johnson was set free after almost 30 years in jail. but without no compensation. Today, we are convicted on many counts. Today, I am convicted on many counts. Man is convicted on several accounts of sin and is found guilty. I am found guilty. On to Romans chapter 3 and verse 9 through 19, man of himself failed miserably. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so verse 9 says, what shall we conclude then? Do we have any advantage? Not all. For we have already made charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under the power of sin, as it is written. There's no one that is righteous, no righteous one, not one of us. There's no one who understands. There's no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have gathered to themselves worthlessness. There is none, no one who does good. None of us. Guilty of charge. Their throats are open graves. Their tongue practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. I am guilty. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Run and misery and mystery making in all of its form, and the way of peace they do not know. Guilty. There is no fear of God before their eyes. No, we have that whatsoever the law says. It says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silent and the whole world held accountable to God. We are guilty and we are accountable to God. Name it, brethren, we are guilty. Whatever sin we can name, we all are guilty. We are subject on our way to die for our sins. We should be in lockup. Man is convicted to die. For Romans 6 and verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. Death. When we practice sin, it is going to result in death. But there is a word called but. We call it the contrasting conjunction. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. What do you say? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So what I get it from that, focusing on that part of the text, man is exonerated. Amen. Man is set free Are you not happy, brethren? We are set free. All the things that we have done and deserve to die, we are set free like Lamar Johnson. Man can be, we can be exonerated only by faith in God's Son. That is why John 3:16 puts it nice. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have the everlasting life." God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. What do you say? Can't say it any better. We are set free. We are set free of all the guilts. Somebody bear it all for us. Jesus came, became sin for us so that he can set us free. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become righteousness of God. What do you say? It is through Jesus Christ. We are set free. That is why Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14 says, God's Son, Jesus paid the price for our sins and made us free. Amen. Yes, God has forgiven us. And if God has forgiven me of my sins, I need to forgive others of their sins. What do you say? Yes. And so, brethren and friends, we need to understand that we don't have to stay and marinate in our sins and feel that we are so down and out. God has made provision for our salvation, and we need to be snatched out of that, because Jesus shed his blood for our freedom. And the 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 16 through 20 says, So from now on, hear now, brethren, from now on, we regard no man from a worldly point of view. I'm reading from the New International Version. So from now on, we regard no man from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if any man in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And I said, praise God. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sin against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God, brethren. God wants us. God is making provision, and he has made the provision from the foundation of the earth to reconcile us to himself, because sin has separated us. Sin has alienated us. Sin has caused us the result of death. But God, in his infinite mercy, has thrown out our case. Amen. I do not know if you understand the expression, when your case is thrown out. Only a person who is convicted, a person who is wrongfully charged and is going to the court day in and day out, and sometimes you go to the court, you hear that today it is put off. And the next time you go to the court, the lawyer doesn't turn up. Next time you go to the court, the lawyer of the person doesn't turn up. And it's a whole bang around of frustration. Yes, mangarang means it is a mix-up case. Can you imagine yourself into that situation? You are accused, and every day you turn up to court. You spend money to pay a lawyer. You spend money to earn bus fare. You spend money and gas. You leave days of work. You have to call out to go to work, and you have to turn up to. Every week is the same thing. Frustration, brethren. Do you know anybody who has gone through that? Do you have that experience? Just imagine, every day you're going before the courts of God, and God looked at you and said, your case is thrown out. You are forgiven. You are free. Can you imagine the feelings that goes with it, with that? Can you imagine the tears of joy that flows down your cheek? Can you imagine how it liberates you? You can sleep well at nights. You can drive without somebody, walk about without looking over your shoulder. You are redeemed. We are redeemed, not with corruptible things. 1 Peter 1 and verse 18 through 19 says, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of this life. Handed down to you from your ancestors, but with precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish, was without defect, died for us. We were not redeemed, brethren, from empty way of life handed down to us. We were not redeemed with those silver and gold, those empty stuff. We're not redeemed by that. It's not money bought our redemption. It's not a house that bought our redemption. Empty ways. But it was through Jesus Christ. Amen. His precious blood. Amen. Set us free. Set us free. We are bought with a price. God bought us back through his son. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Yes. We need to honor God with our bodies, because now that we are purchased, we are bought back, we are snatched away from sin and its degradation, we need to glorify God with our bodies. What do you say? By faith, we are justified, at peace with God. Amen. We are coming. Have you realized where you're coming from, brethren? You remember that old days when as you somebody touch you begin to gash fire like a flint? You remember those days as somebody says something to you, you're ready to jump off your handles? And look where you have come. It is not you, it is the power of the Holy Spirit that worketh in us to do his good will and his pleasure. That's what brought us today. And that is why we're in church today. And I want to say to you, brethren, we are redeemed. By faith, we are justified and we're at peace with God. God has the righteous, God as the righteous judge has thrown out our case. God, the righteous judge, threw out our case. We are now vindicated through Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and verse 1 through 11 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, and the word justified means that God sees you as though you have not sinned through Jesus Christ. When God is looking at us, he looks through Jesus Christ and us, and he sees and he accepts us for who we are, and then he works on us, and that process is called sanctification. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produce what? Perseverance. And perseverance produce what, church? Character. And character produce what, church? Hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So because we are redeemed, and we are justified, we can glory in our suffering, because our suffering produces perseverance. The more we persevere, the more character is built. The more character is built is the more hope we get. The more hope we get is the more we do not live in shame-faced anymore. Because we are doing this through the power of the Holy Spirit who is in us. Amen. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemy, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The case is thrown out, brethren. Our case is thrown out. So we need to walk like that. We need to talk like that. We need to live like that. Because our case is thrown out. We are free. We are free. God, the righteous judge, has thrown out our case. Amen. Amen. Since we are set free by the blood of Jesus, brethren, we need to walk freely. Don't walk with your head down and your shoulder down as if we have the burden of the world in our heart. We must walk with dignity and pride, with a sense of certitude, and have a positive attitude, so that we can tell others that Christ is in us and they would like to be like us. What do you say? We are redeemed not with corruptible things. We are redeemed, but not with corruptible things. We are not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold. But we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We belong to God. Why? Because he has redeemed us. Amen. He has reconciled us to himself. He has bought us back. He has thrown out our case. We are no more that person with our throat like a grave. We are no more walking around telling lies like we are very good at lying. We are no more going around murdering and shedding blood, because what? We are free. We have a better life to live. Romans 8 and verse 35-39 says, what then shall we say in response to those things? What shall we say in response to those things? That we have been reconciled. We have been bought back. Jesus Christ shed his blood for us. And God sent his only begotten son into this world. Our case is thrown out. What shall we say to those things? If God be for us, amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? Huh? If God bought us back, justify us, reconcile himself unto us, give us sanctification and awaiting glorification, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not along with him, graciously give us all things? This is the New International Version. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? Did you know you're chosen? You're called, you're chosen, and you're called. That's why you're here today, brethren. That is why you're here today. If you don't feel it, get it now. You are here today because God calls you, and he chose you. No weapon that fought against you can prosper. You are chosen. You have been bought with a price. You're set aside. Let us glorify God in our bodies, which is his. Let us invite the Holy Spirit, who continue to work on us through the process of sanctification. Our case are thrown out. We are no more destined to die, but to live through Jesus Christ. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is one who condemns? Who can condemn us? Who then is the one who condemns? No one. No one can condemn us. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us, brethren. What do you say? So then, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Shall hardship? No. Shall persecution? No. Shall famine? No, no. Shall nakedness? Oh, no. Nor danger or sword? No. For your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than what? Conquerors through him who loved us. Remember now, for God so loved the world. And he's not talking about the trees and the cars and the houses and the earth. He's talking about people like you and me. We were once sinners, down to the road of degradation. God sent his son to scrape us up, wash us up, and to redeem us so that we can live pure by the power of the Holy Spirit in us and look forward for the time of redemption. So who can separate us? Now in all of these things, we are conquerors, brethren. For I am convinced. I like the King James Version. I like the word persuaded. For I am persuaded that neither height, neither depth nor life. Come on now. Neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor the powers, neither heights nor depth, nor anything else, all on this earth, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing, brethren. Because our case has been thrown out. Our case have been thrown out. So we are free. And God will not leave us alone. Our case is thrown out and we are free. But guess what happened? Lamon Johnson, his case was thrown out without compensation. Guess what happened? Our case is thrown out and we are with compensation. We get a new life. In conclusion, all we have broken God's law and are deserving to die. We are destined to destruction. We are all guilty of sin and its degradation. We are guilty. But God threw out our case. And we are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Free, brethren. Free. 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 Jesus paid for our freedom. We are free. Jesus bought us out. and paid the cost. Jesus bailed us out also, and he has paid the cost. He bought us and he bailed us. We are exonerated from our crime of sin. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful, brethren? We are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid for our freedom. Jesus paid the bail bond. Jesus looked out. Jesus took on our punishment and set us free. You really know how free you are? Do you know how free you are? Do you know the death that was wheeling over overhead? Do you know how lonely it is to be in sin and have no hope? Jesus threw out our case. Set us free. Is there somebody here who would like your case to be thrown out? You don't think that your case has been thrown out because you're still carrying the burden of sin. You are still feeling the guilt. Every time you move, everywhere you go, there's guilt. Guilt, guilt, guilt. Guilty of charge. The message today is a message of hope. That you want to be reconciled to God. And you're here today. You want to be reconciled to God. Whether you are young or whether you're old. Just look at a simple thing like a lie. How it comes easily. It's because of our nature. Just think about a simple thing as covetousness. It's a sin. Just think about unfaithfulness. It's a sin. And when I look and examine these things can throw us into disharmony with our fellow men and with God. But God has made a provision for our guilt and our sins to be thrown out. Set us free. Bow your heads with me. Everybody. Bow your heads with me everywhere. Please pray for somebody. Pray for a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, a husband, a wife, a neighbor, a friend, who are still carrying the load of guilt. And do not know Jesus Christ. Let them know today that there is power in the blood. Wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Pray for them so they can recognize that their sins can be thrown out, their case can be thrown out. There are some people today whose cases have brought before the judge and they are at the point of life sentence. Must have learned about a renowned lawyer down there, whether it's South or North Carolina, came on the news that the judge has given him life sentence. If he would just know, if he would just know that his case is thrown out, his heart would not be racing. He would not be crying. He would not even need a lawyer, because he has a supreme lawyer. If he surrender himself, confess his sins, and surrender himself to God, he will be exonerated. Like anybody else, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. God does not want us to be perished. God wants to set us free, and we can be free indeed. But today you're here, you have not yet given your heart to Jesus Christ. You're carrying a load of guilt. You don't have to. There's power in the blood. You're here today with bowed heads, and I'm closing now. Just raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Just praise. Just raise your hand. You have not yet given your heart to Jesus Christ. You have not yet given your heart to Jesus Christ. You have not yet been baptized. Just raise your hand. Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Today you are here and you want to fully claim, you want to fully claim, brethren, fully claim freedom, that your case have been thrown out. You want to claim that, but somehow every step you make, every move you make, there is something reminding you of your past. There is something reminding you of your sins. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Your case has been thrown out. You're here today, and you want to claim it. Like I am claiming it today. Stand with me. Stand with me. Your case has been thrown out, brethren. Claim it. Stand with me. Stand with me. Let us pray. Father God, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior to us. We thank you, God, for the fact that you are a forgiving God. You have taken us, you wash us off, you have given us the Holy Spirit to continue the path of righteousness, and we look forward with eager expectation for the time of glorification when there will be no more sickness, no more death, no more pain, no more sinning, no more, no more, because we are set free. We are standing today, Lord, to claim the freedom. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are standing today to claim our reconciliation with you. We are standing today, Lord, to claim it, because it is real and you have done it for us. You, your Son, have paid it all for us on Calvary. So our case that is rendered against us by the adversary is thrown out. No guilt is applied. it's thrown out. No punishment is applied. It is thrown out. No hopelessness is applied. It is thrown out. Through the wonder-working power and the blood of Jesus Christ, we claim it today, Lord, in your mighty name, that we are free. Thank God. Help us, Lord, to walk in that freedom. Help us, Lord, to walk in that forgiveness. Help us, Lord, to walk as redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever. I am redeemed. Redeemed. So happy in Jesus. Oh Lord, let this church be happy as they go along to their everyday activity, because we all are redeemed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please remain standing for the closing exercise.
338.